This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, will the presidential election be delayed? That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
By federal mandate, the presidential election will be held on the Tuesday after the first Monday of November, which in the year 2020 is November the 3rd, and the inauguration day for the next presidential term will begin January 20th, 2021, no matter what. Because of the pandemic, there has been questions about the voting process, and in many states there is a push for mail-in voting instead of in-person voting. President Trump tweeted a video of a local news investigation that was hoping to prove the integrity of mail-in voting. They tried a sample of mail-in voting ballots. The results were a disaster. 3% of the ballots never made it back, and there was a stack of ballots that the post office only found after the reporter demanded to see a manager, and then stacks of ballots were found and returned. This led to a follow-up tweet by the president saying, "With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? Question mark." That tweet has caused quite a stir. In a New York Democrat race, a candidate is suing over mail-in ballot problems, claiming that 30% of the ballots were simply discarded. Previously, if a citizen could not physically make it to the polls, they could request an absentee ballot, which would require verifying their ID to vote. But according to the U.S. Attorney General William Barr, the vote by mail that is being pushed is at high risk of massive fraud. He said that if you would have wholesale mail-in voting, it substantially increases the risk of fraud. When voting, make sure that you vote prayerfully and legally. Vote according to biblical values, no matter how you vote, in person or by mail. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.